Today, Body and Mind welcomes Ramesh Ramkumar of the Being Human Detox Center to our platform. Ramesh is passionate about helping people grow younger and live longer, disease, misery, and medicine free. He is the author of an international bestseller called Being Human, and at his center, you will experience and learn how to look after the body, how to eat correctly, and enhance your self-awareness. Welcome, Ramesh.
Thank you, Taryn. It's my pleasure.
Ramesh, please tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you and where are you from?
I'm from Durban. Grew up in a farm not too far from the city. It's called Inanda. Spent most of my childhood there. It's beautiful time, set the foundation for my life. But of course, had some tragedies along the way. 60 years old now, living in Westville. Natural health practitioner and author of the book Being Human.
Divine. Now let's chat about this fantastic book, Being Human. It's a beautifully informative guide to health and well-being. Please, can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Thank you for that. Actually, this book is about my personal journey, but I wrote it in a manner that everybody who's reading it would start to see their own journeys in this story too. It's a story about triumph of disease over triumph of well-being over disease. It's the usual story of darkness and light. You know, I was ignorant, I was in the dark, I was diseased, I was divorced, I was dementia. And my children crying in different homes, I left South Africa and ended up backpacking for 3 years to different parts of the world, mostly the East, staying in the forest mountains and so on with crazy sorts of people, trying to understand what it means to be human in this troubled and diseased world of human beings. What I found was words that were bandied around quite regularly in these places, like self-awareness, consciousness, vibrant health, self-responsibility, spiritual enlightenment. But it didn't really mean that much because on a practical level, I couldn't understand how I could achieve those things in the world that I lived in. So in my book, I separate man's world, God's world, and the world within my skin, and how I transition from the natural world to live in a world that is made of concrete and mortar, and how I should survive in this place. So my book takes a person on a journey deep into the depths of their bowel, their blood, their cells, through their heart and mind, through to the lofty heights of the soul, and helps them to understand how to function as a whole, complete human being, so that they can understand also how to reverse their diseases, their mental, emotional trauma, and so on. So it's a very practical guide to becoming healthy again from a disease state.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ramesh. Now, am I correct in saying that the book was the inspiration for opening up your center, or was it vice versa?
Well, it was vice versa. At a time when I really needed to understand how to be well again from these diseases that I suffered from, which was a severe arthritis, poor eyesight, psoriasis that covered practically my entire body. I was hunched over with bronchitis, couldn't breathe too well. And I was searching for answers, ways to understand how to reverse these diseases, and someone suggested to me to do colonics. As much as I had studied many other alternative health modalities, from the bottom of the feet to craniosacral therapy and everything in between, this is one thing I thought, how could I actually do colon therapy? I don't want to do something like this. It's not really doesn't sound very good. But after 6 months of being badgered by a friend, I eventually relented and I did colonics, and after my first treatment I said, thank you God, my search is over. How can anybody's body be okay with this stuff lying around inside it? And so I studied to become a colon hydrotherapist, and from there developed my center around that, colon therapy as a base to cleanse people's bodies, their blood, their bowels, their organs, their liver, gallbladders, and so on. And that itself became the inspiration for the book, because when I started to see people become healthy from a disease state, I needed to let the world know about this.
So would we say that a healthy gut is actually step one in becoming healthy in every other aspect in our lives?
Yes, of course. When you look at the area of the navel, one assumes it's the stomach, but really not. The stomach is way up beneath the heart on the left-hand side. Most people have distended bowels, and that's not their stomach. It's their toilet system or the colon. Mm-hmm. And when you look at that area, all life begins there, and all death begins there too. It's the center of the wheel and the spokes, the arms and the legs go from there. So if that's not right, the gut is not right, there's impactation there, it ferments, putrefies, and spills into the bloodstream, goes down to the toe, and we call it gout there, but when it gets up to the head, we call it headache. Uh-huh. So we use a pink pill for here, a blue pill for somewhere else, and you know, it's just one problem, it's just toxic waste inside the body that's been carried around by the bloodstream now from the gut.
Yeah. Now, Ramesh, we've spoken previously about various elements and how the body is made up and then using synthetic elements. Can you enlighten us a little bit more about these aspects too?
Yes. Often one talks about not consuming junk and we don't understand why we shouldn't. It's simply to understand that simply, we should understand that the planet is made up of 92 elements. Our bodies are made out of 18 of these 92 elements, where when the body dies, it is completely recyclable from dust to dust. Mm-hmm. But humans produce 24 synthetic elements, a combination of which gives us everything artificial on the planet. It's found in our food, in the water that we drink, in the air that we breathe, in the things that we spray and smear onto our body, to such a degree that science is saying now that when human bodies die, they take longer to decompose. So consuming junk obviously is synthetic material, and I'm bringing microscopic amounts of plastic into my body, and that's how come the body doesn't decompose easily nowadays. So consuming junk, you cannot even say junk food. It's either junk or it's either food. And if I eat 50% junk and I eat 50% food, it would stand to reason that I should be half dead.
That makes a lot of sense, Ramesh, because if we're putting this junk into our body, surely the body can't recognize these synthetic materials. So it doesn't actually know what to do with it.
That's true. Whatever we eat is from a natural source and we can digest feeds our cells. Mm. Whatever we eat and we cannot digest, which is of a synthetic material, feeds our diseases, which are living things. They grow in our body through four stages, the acute, subacute, chronic to degenerate stage.
Yeah. Now, Ramesh, can the colonics treatments assist anybody at any level of the disease?
Yes, of course. All we do is we take away that which feeds the growth of disease. So no matter who they are and where they're at in their lives, the real answer is to take away the toxic waste and give the body an opportunity to heal. There's nobody in this world that heals the body, except that the body heals itself. It just needs the proper internal environment for that. And that is what we do. We create the proper internal environment.
And Ramesh, in the process of this journey to health, do you assist the clients or the patients with the cleansing and then give them guidelines as to how to continue to live healthy?
Yes, of course. The treatment is just setting the foundation. Mm-hmm. And while we're doing this treatment for them, we start to teach them about four important things that they must do in their lives every day, which is eat, drink, breathe, and think in accordance to cellular requirements. And in my book, I show how these four things that we must do every day produces our blood, which is the petrol that drives the vehicle of the soul. So we teach them how to do this. So based on our principles, they go off and they live the being human lifestyle and don't recreate the disease in their body. And therefore, we have many, many people now whom we've helped to grow younger and live longer, disease, misery, and medicine free.
Divine. Ramesh, how can our listeners contact you if they want more information or to book a consultation with you?
Our website address is www.detoxcenter.co.za. Our email address is beinghuman@telcomsa.net. And our phone line number at the office is 031 266 2322.
Divine, thank you so much for your time today, Ramesh. I really appreciate it. And I'm pretty sure this information is going to be spread far and wide.
Thank you for this opportunity. Take care, Taryn.